This episode is brought to you by Forward Friday. Forward Friday is my free weekly newsletter where I share strategies and tips on how to get started in online business. Go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter to sign up for Forward Friday. I send a Forward Friday email every single Friday morning, and I'm not only sharing tips and strategies on how to get started in online business, but I'm also sharing a lot of content around mindset, business, and lifestyle. Also, I might be sharing stuff that I am finding interesting in that particular week. It could be anything from an audiobook that I'm listening, a book that I'm reading, a blog post that I might have come across online, and even music that I'm listening at that moment. Now, this is a place where I curate all of this content, not only sharing the content that I'm releasing that particular week, but as well other content that I feel that it might be useful to you. So go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter to sign up for Forward Friday, or you can just go to my website, danielcarrizales.com. All right, welcome to episode 79 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much, my friend, for tuning in to yet another episode. This episode is part two of monetizing your knowledge, how to transform your knowledge into an online business. Go and listen to episode 78. That's part one. And in episode 78, we were talking about how to create content, how to get yourself out there into the online world, right? So on part two on this episode, we're going to be talking about the actual knowledge business, pretty much about the online course itself. What happens once you have created some type of content online, like, for example, creating YouTube videos, creating podcast episodes. And by the way, this is going to be the MO, right, of your online business, creating content. It's something that is going to be the foundation of your business. You can see this as a way of advertisement, if you will, but it's not even advertisement, it's actually marketing. And there is a difference, and I'm going to be talking about what's the difference between marketing and advertisement in a future episode, if this is something that really interests you. But what this episode is all about is about the practical aspect of your knowledge business, which is a training program, a workshop, a course, a coaching program that you might have developed or that you are going to develop, okay? So I'm going to be sharing with you pretty much what actually is a knowledge business, all right? So in episode one, we were talking about creating content, getting yourself out there, finding your niche. How can you spread the word and say, hey, I am Daniel, or I am John, and I do this. This is what I'm passionate about. This is my YouTube channel. This is where I share knowledge and tips about this. And I have a podcast as well where I actually share about this industry that I'm in, whether that's music, whatever that is, okay? Obviously, I'm going to use myself and other type of industries as well as examples so you can grasp this idea of knowledge business and how can that be applied to your situation. Okay, so once you start building content online, a few things are going to happen. And the first one is that you're going to get more clarity. This is a key word here, clarity on what exactly you want to do with your knowledge business. All right, so let me go back to the beginning. And again, if you're new to the podcast, and this is the very first episode that you are listening to, I got started as a musician composer. So I'm still a composer for media. So I'm in the music licensing business. And if you're not a musician, if you're not a composer, you don't know what this means. What it means is just I just make music for media, for YouTube videos, for podcasts. I use my own music on these podcast episodes. And this is something that I've been doing for many, many years. And this is how I got started. I started to share that knowledge online. And from there, I built my knowledge business, teaching others on how to do the same thing. Right, so this is just a quick background, but I really invite you to listen to other episodes, and I'm always giving you different examples of how I have built my knowledge business based on my knowledge and the things that I'm passionate about. And this could have taken any other turn, for that matter, okay? Meaning that because I am in the music industry or because I come from a music background, it could have been anything, right? It could have been many, many things. I just happen to love composition and music production, and I like to really work from home, like have a home studio and have my instruments. So it's very specific. It's very clear. Okay, going back to that clarity, right? So when I got started, first of all, I had to get clarity on what exactly I wanted to do. First of all, with my niche, which is music. So this is something that I was doing in the beginning. Like, this is the first step for me to get into the online world, all right, with my music. I said, like, hey, this is who I am. I'm doing music for licensing. I compose this music. I upload it to different marketplaces. My music gets licensed and gets used on YouTube, documentaries, film, commercials, whatnot. And this is what I'm doing, all right? And this is how I'm earning a living. And, you know, I just want to connect with you guys. So this is how it got started. And from there, I built an online course after sharing my knowledge online for free, by the way, on YouTube, and just like literally documenting my process, try to be myself as much as possible, because hey, there are other guys in that industry teaching about music licensing. So I am not looking at the competition, and I don't believe in competition, by the way. I believe in creativity. But that's for another episode, okay? Because this has to do with mindset. And I see a lot of patterns in different industries about overcrowded marketplaces or niches, saturation, that there's no need to create either a YouTube channel. Or I see this even in the music industry. When I'm teaching composers and musicians about music licensing, they already think that it's too late, you know? So you're going to see this wherever you go, whether that's in the online business, even here. Here on this podcast, we're talking about online business, and you're probably listening to this and you say, like, why should I bother, right? There's already somebody else teaching about this, okay? I mean, look at me. I'm teaching about online business here on this podcast. It's all about creative entrepreneurship, and you don't need to be a creative, by the way. You don't need to be in the creative industries in order to be an entrepreneur, but the whole ethos of this podcast is that in order to be an entrepreneur, you need to be creative, full stop. All right, because creativity and entrepreneurship go hand in hand. And what it means is that you need to be able to see from a different perspective what you think is possible for you and how can you start thinking in a different way so you can build an online business with the knowledge that you already have. All right, you don't need to go and get a qualifications in order to do this. You just need to document your process, and the knowledge that you have up until this point is enough to help somebody else. All right, so that's a quick background on what have I done and what I'm currently doing, by the way, as we speak. I'm still teaching musicians and composers on how to get into music licensing because this is something that I'm really passionate about. This is my business, right? And here I'm teaching, like I said, about online business because I built a successful knowledge business from the ground up, doing YouTube videos and then building an academy, and I've been teaching others on how to do the same thing because I develop a passion for that, right? And I got very clear on that mission of mine of how can I teach others on how to build online courses? How can they become a better version of themselves? But it's not just online courses. It's not just training programs. It's about rising up or becoming a higher version of themselves, a better version of themselves. Because entrepreneurship is about that. It's about personal development. Your success will never exceed the level of your personal development. This is a quote that I live by. So if you're not really getting better at your craft, whatever that is, or in your industry, then there's no way that you're going to grow and become a better version of yourself, okay? But when you start to create content, like I said, you're going to get clarity, all right? And this is going to be very helpful to you in order to create your first training program. You can call it an online course, you can call it a workshop, you can call it whatever you feel like it, okay? But an online course is nothing more than a compilation of videos in a way of a step-by-step kind of process of how you do what you do, all right? These videos, depending on the industry that you're in, are going to look a little bit different. So for me, for example, when I'm teaching about music production, because obviously if I'm teaching musicians and composers on how to get into music licensing, it has to do a lot with, guess what? The music, right? So I'm talking about different aspects of the music creation. For example, composition, arrangement, mixing, mastering, file preparation, right? So if we take this to a different industry, for example, the fitness industry, then everybody understands fitness, by the way. It will be a slightly different. I need to be very clear on what exactly I'm doing here. What is this that I'm teaching about? It's not just fitness, like, hey, get fit or build muscle or lose weight, okay? Even though we can do all of these things in the fitness industry, what exactly are you teaching? What exactly are you aiming for? Are you aiming for females over 40s, for busy moms, or are you aiming for guys in their 50s that want to get a six-pack abs? You know, I mean, it has to be very specific. Is it going to be about working from home without the need of going to the gym, right? What is it going to be exactly? By the time you get to this very clear point, because this is crucial, by the way, because a lot of people miss this. They just don't know. They don't like to zoom in. They don't like to go to the details. And this is where you need to really do the homework. And this is where the content, again, I repeat this. This is where the content is going to help you, because the more content you create in the early stages by just sharing what you want to share about, you're going to start to get clarity and you're going to say, like, hey, oh, I see where this is going. I am getting some traction. I see that some people are asking me actually about other things that are a little bit more specific about what I'm sharing here. Okay? So you get feedback. But the only way that you can get that feedback is, again, by putting yourself out there and pretty much just build it in public. Not the course, but you build in public your message, your content, all right? And this is where everything will click for you. So the course is going to be something that it's going to be very specific about your industry, about your niche, about what you're doing. So again, for me, it was about the music arrangement, the composition. So I have to really explain in video format on how I make my music. And I don't need to explain everything. I just need to explain with one music track how exactly I create my music and how I arrange it, how I package it up, and how I put it in a marketplace and how I earn the money. So I need like a real life example of one of my music tracks in order to teach that to someone else. And that's my online course in a nutshell. From there, there's other things that I'm teaching, obviously. There's different lessons that go around that I go dive deeper into certain aspects of it, like, for example, mixing, okay? Which is like a kind of like a big topic in the music industry, especially in music production. That's a course on its own, all right? So if we take it to business, again, giving you another example, if we're going to talk about business, like what we're doing here with this podcast, we're talking about an online course right now, here on this episode, all right? And how this is created in the form of a videos. But if we're going to talk about marketing, then we're talking about creating content. But if we're going to be talking about, you know, just email marketing, right? That's a subject on its own. So there are different moving parts of any niche in any industry. And if we're going to be talking about, like I was mentioning earlier on, about fitness, it's the same thing. If we're going to be talking about workouts, then that's one aspect of it. But then there's cardio, right? There's nutrition. I mean, there's so many other things that go around it, because you cannot separate one from the other, right? You can't just say, hey, I'm teaching about fitness, but you're completely neglecting the nutrition or the rest or the sleep, right? Sleep is a big thing in order to even lose weight. The information is out there, man. You know, people, if you're really interested in anything, people are looking. People are Googling. People are really going for YouTube, Google. They're using ChatGPT to engage in knowledge searching and conversations with AI, which is great. All right. So people are looking for information. It's your job to get in front of them. Okay. But once you create the course, once you have the clarity, of what exactly you want to teach and how this is going to translate in the way of video format, right? In the way of lessons, then you can start to film your course. Now, you can film your course in many, many ways. So if you're in the fitness industry, again, most likely you're going to have to show certain movements, right? There's no other way around this. unless you want to do some animations. I mean, I'm no expert in creating courses for fitness, but most of the time when you see a video, it's about movement, right? You do these push-ups like this, you move your body like that, this kind of thing. So there's going to be someone needs to be on camera, unfortunately, for you if you're camera shy. And by the way, we are all camera shy. I'm an introvert myself, but here I am talking on this podcast, and I do videos, you know, and you can say that I do videos for a living to a certain extent. I mean, I earn money with YouTube, but I don't want to be YouTube famous. I just build a business using YouTube as my platform, right? Like many other entrepreneurs do. But what happens is that the online course is just videos. And the best way to get practice is by doing YouTube videos. That's it. You know, you get familiarized with the editing process. So again, if you're in the fitness industry, you're going to have to film yourself, right? Most likely you will want to film yourself. It's not that you have to, but you will want to film yourself and say, hey, this is how you do push-ups. Hey, this is how you do whatever, a plank or whatever it is. This is how you lift weights, right, from home or at the gym. So you're going to be sharing this, you know, like three tips on how to lose weight for the summer or whatnot. And this is going to be your kind of like the process of how you create content. So by the time you go and do your course, what you're going to be doing is just recording a set of videos, which is going to be a step-by-step process. And this is where a lot of people say, like, yeah, but what's the difference between watching those free videos on YouTube and an online course? Well, the difference is the packaging. Because when somebody enrolls in an online course, it's video one, video two, video three. So it's a step-by-step process. That they're not necessarily the same videos that you have on YouTube. And I recommend you don't do that. I've seen some people do online courses with exactly the same videos that they have on YouTube. I think that's lazy, right? You create unique videos, exclusive videos for your online courses, even if you're teaching the same thing, all right? So this is something that you need to really take to heart and pride and say, hey, yeah, the information is out there for free, not only from me, but from others. But if you enroll in my course and you want to go deeper, then I have a course for that where the guesswork is just, you know, you don't need to guess. You don't need to navigate through my YouTube content. You don't need to put the pieces together like what to do next or what to do this or how to do that. It's a step-by-step process. So it's lesson one. Once you finish lesson one, there is actually homework. Once you go into lesson one and you go into lesson two, it's a step-by-step process. There's no need to guess or to put the pieces together yourself. It's a process. And that's what people are paying for. They're paying for time, all right? They're paying to save time. And you're not even selling information, even though this is called how to monetize your knowledge. You're not even selling information. You're selling a transformation. But you're really saving people time with your online course. This is something that you need to get in your mindset. You're not getting into this mindset that I have already created free content. People can just watch it for free online, either from me or from others. Why will they buy my course? Because people want convenience. People want a step-by-step process. Okay? So you want to deliver that. You want to take pride in that. You want to say, how can I get people that enroll in my courses to have this experience of the first videos, the introduction, the supporting material, the PDFs, the slideshows, explaining in real detail how to achieve what they want to achieve. This is something that I got into and I really geeked out on this, okay? I become so geeky when it comes down to keynotes and presentations and video editing because I just can't help myself not explain this. Whether that's in the music, licensing a knowledge business that I have, or in the online courses and training programs and mindset and lifestyle, okay? Because when you got slideshows, when you got videos, when you got text that you can add to your videos, like really explain, and if you enjoy this process, you're not going to want to leave anything out. With a YouTube video, however, where, you know, you can explain as deep as you want, but there's just not enough time. Even if you make a long form video, you know, it's just not enough time. You need to really invest a lot of time in order to sit down and watch something and accomplish something by watching a series of videos. All right. Now, the videos themselves in the online course don't need to be long either. And I'm going to talk more about this. Okay, how long does a lesson have to be in an online course? Right? They don't have to be long. 5 to 10 minutes max, because again, attention span is really short. And you don't want to drag it too much, because you don't want to load people too much in the online course. But this is where the online course is different than the YouTube videos. You can really have many lessons. And again, you can have the information so specific that somebody can watch a quick video and say like, oh, I get it, right? 5-10 minute video explaining. There's some slideshows. It's just really specific. And then what do I do next? Well, you click the next video, right? Video 2. You don't have to search it on YouTube. You don't have to put the pieces together yourself. It's just video 2, lesson 2. That's it. Once you finish lesson 2, you go to lesson 3, lesson 4, and then there's a module. Then there's an extra content, supporting content that is going to support the idea. So you have to see it as a package. And if you've never created an online course yourself, I invite you to go and enroll in a course. For whatever it is, you know, it could be a painting course, a drawing course, whatever it is. See how they are teaching. I can guarantee you, my friend, right now, that once you do that, you're going to enroll in a course of whatever it is that you're into, and you're going to say to yourself, if I was creating a course about that, I could do better than that. I can guarantee you that, because when I got into this business, and I saw what online course creators were doing in different industries, by the way. It didn't have to be about music licensing or anything like that. In any other industry. And I saw the courses and I saw the presentations. I'm like, is that it? I mean, there's great information. Don't get me wrong. But in terms of the packaging, in terms of the whole thing, right? You want to take pride in your presentation. You want to take pride in your knowledge. And hey, by the way, the only way to get better with online courses is by just practicing. But really, getting started is the most difficult one, all right? So you want to get the idea that you can do it. If there's other people teaching about this, there is no doubt that you could be doing the same thing. So online courses is really a set of videos. Either you're going to be on camera, or it's going to be a slideshow presentation with some voiceover. That's it. That's the online course. How do you do that? Right? So what you need to go pretty much get into is, first of all, how you're going to film your course. So if you're a guitar teacher, for example, you're going to need to show your guitar, right? You're going to need to show your hands playing the guitar. So this is going to be a crucial part of your videos lessons. And you have to take care of that aspect of it. In the music licensing, for me, for example, the biggest challenge was to record my session while I was doing the music. So on the online course, for example, that I'm teaching music about music licensing, I don't appear. My face does not appear in the lessons, because I'm just showing how to make the music, right? How to arrange it, how to compose it, how to mix it. So they want to see is the session, the software that I'm using to make the music. However, on my YouTube videos, you just see my face, because this is how I've done my content. I'm a very motivational guy, mindset. I have shown a little bit about my music production skills and how I do this on my YouTube videos, but I haven't really gone deeper, because this is the way that I separate myself from others in the industry, right? I'm just talking. I am showing my process. I show a little bit about it, but I'm not... it's not just a screen with my software doing music. That's in my video. So there's a lot of fitness experts actually in the industry that are doing this. They're just talking on camera on YouTube. But then when you go into the online course, it's literally the exercises, right? And they go really deep into it. They're like, hey, this is the exercises, this is the nutrition, and this is what you need to do. But if you see the content on YouTube, it's just talking. And pretty much telling you exactly what you need to do. You have to find your sweet spot. For me, in the online business world, it's the same thing. I talk a lot about online business, but it's more than just that. I'm talking about mindset. I'm talking about a lifestyle, right? I'm not talking about here just like this is how you create an online course and then you upload it, you make money by working 3 minutes a day, right? It's not like that, my friend. This is something that it has to become part of your everyday life. It's something that you want to create because you want to create, because you want to share. Right? I'm creating this podcast because I love it. Right? I love to create this podcast and communicate this knowledge with you. And this is content for me. This is something that is going to build my brand as an online business owner, as a creative entrepreneur. Right? And how I found myself here is because I just started sharing my knowledge with the music. And now I'm here. Right? So what happens with recording the videos is crucial to figure out the tech. This is something that you need to spend some time on. So if you need to be on camera, whether you're teaching about music or fitness, then you need to sort that out, meaning that you can record this with a DSLR or with your iPhone, with a smartphone, okay? You need to sort out, though, the filming of the course. So that's number one. Number two, the audio. The audio is very important. So how are you going to be able to record your voice? So if you're in the fitness industry, for example, and you're going to be far away from the camera, you're going to be able to talk, right? But if you're a few feet away or a few meters away from the camera in order for them to see your body, then the sound is going to be quite crap. And this is, again, my friend, where creating content is going to pretty much just be the best way to learn about this. Because if you create a YouTube video about this first and you test it out before you create your online course, this issues is going to be completely eliminated right from the get-go when you decide to go into the online course creation. Because this is something that I did. For me, when I sat down to make my first online course, I have already done videos. I have already explained many things. I was new to slideshows like keynotes and whatnot, PowerPoint, but that was something that I learned very quickly, right? And my first lesson, by the way, was a tester. The very first lesson that I have on my premium course right now in the music licensing niche is a tester. I literally just sat down and said, I'm going to create this lesson as a tester just to test the microphone, to test the screen recorder, which is a software that records my screen while I'm making the music and explaining. And it was a test, literally. I'm just going to test it to see how it sounds, how if the video software is actually recording, right? So this is tech. It's not a big deal, but it is at the same time, right? Because a lot of people get intimidated about the tech. So for example, if you wanted to create a podcast, you just need to record your voice, but how do you get good quality audio, right? And actually, podcasting is a course on its own, which is something that I'm really passionate about, and I might create a course about podcasting, about not only how I create podcasts, but how can you become a podcaster and build a business with your podcast, but most importantly, is to sound professional without the need of hiring somebody, right? And how can you really manipulate your audio, your voice, to sound like Joe Rogan, and even sound better than Tim Ferriss and all of these other people who are like big names in the podcast world? But I can show you how to do that, and I'm definitely going to create a podcast course in the future so I can show you how I do this and how I do it even outdoors, like on the go, and the equipment that you need to have, how you record it, how you mix it, how you treat the audio after it's been recorded, how you get rid of certain artifacts, how you edit it. You know, most of these podcasts are not edited, meaning that I don't make many mistakes. I just like to leave it as raw as possible. But if you make a lot of mistakes, you can certainly edit some of your words. If you say too much, I'm not perfect. All right, I'm not perfect speaking. But I try to edit some things that are just, you know, I can't just leave it on the podcast. So I could certainly do that. But if it was going to be a podcast course, then I will need to show the distance of me speaking to the microphone. So that definitely needs to be taken in consideration. The space where I'm recording this podcast, the software, what kind of equipment. You know, there's certain moving parts of this online course. When it comes down to an online course about mindset, most likely it will be it probably will be more like a show notes or keynotes, I should say, sorry. Like slides, maybe some images. Not necessarily from me, but more like a presentation, just to get my message across, right? I will definitely try to add some music, to it. If I want to create some type of emotion or evoke some type of emotion, if I'm talking about mindset, and I want to get somebody like really pumped and go deeper so they can connect better. So you have to start thinking like a creator, all right? This might sound a little bit crazy to you, but you have to start to think of how would you like your students and your clients to go through this course, like the user experience. I got amazing feedback when I launched my first online course about this, okay, the user experience. And I'm not saying this to brag, but because I put a lot of effort and love into it. By the time I'm explaining something, either it's about the music or whatnot, and then the slideshow comes in with like bullet points so I can emphasize on what I want to say. This is really important. And again, the only way that you can get better at this is by doing content. Get content out there on YouTube. And the same with creating a podcast. The more you create podcasts, the more you create content, the better you're going to become at communicating an idea, and the more you're going to be able to really package up your whole knowledge. Because even creating content here on the podcast, it has to be very focused, like the titles, the descriptions, what I'm saying. And all of this is part of my knowledge, of what I want to share, right? So if I'm going to create a course about all of this, I could just say like, well, I've already spoken about this. I've already shared this. And that's how you become a true master, by the way. If you are already good in music or in fitness or whatnot, you become a true master by teaching that, because you are learning twice, right? You're teaching the thing that you already know to someone else, but at the same time, you're hearing that content again, that knowledge again. There's a lot of talk about this. There's a lot of content around that, about how we can really become a master in our field, and not only by keep on learning, but at the same time, by sharing our knowledge, and we become really a true master in our niche, in our industry. So content in the form of video is what's going to make your online course. And then the next question is the tech. How is these videos are going to be made? DSLR with a smartphone, a microphone. This is the very basic tech. What kind of computers you have, what kind of screen recorder software you have. I started using a QuickTime player, a video player with my Mac. That's how I recorded my stuff, my online course. And I was editing with iMovie, free, you know, this free software that I was using with my Mac. Actually, I was doing it with a very old Mac, beaten up Mac from 2010. That's how I built my first online course, you know. There's many softwares now that you can use to create, to screen record your computer, whatever you're watching on screen, okay, like slideshows and stuff like that. But back then, I just used whatever I had available already. Again, not using the tech as an excuse to not create my online course. It was free stuff. Once that's out of the way, then the next thing is how to create those lessons and be very specific. So outline your course. So really write down the modules, all right? So module one, how to get fit. Okay, for you, whatever. Okay, how to get fit as a newbie in fitness, right? So what's the first lesson? Well, most likely will be an introduction to fitness. Okay, what level you're at? Have you worked out before in your life? You never worked out, or you are fairly fit, whatever. Lesson two, first steps to getting fit, whatever. Start walking around the block. I don't know. I'm not a fitness expert, but I guess that's what it will say. Lesson three, start doing one push-up a day. I don't know. You see what I'm saying? So start to build up. Then you go to module two. What's the module two going to be about, right? Well, maybe nutrition. Let's look at what you're eating, right? How much you weigh, this kind of things. I don't know. I'm making things up, but literally you just write down your course. Get a piece of paper, a pen, all right? Or do it on Google Doc, whatever rocks your boat, and just do that, okay? Or I'll make it even easier for you, right? You can just see what's out there already and try to replicate that, okay? That easy. You can just replicate that. Literally just grab whatever others are doing and try to replicate that. Not copy, but get inspiration. Or how about this? This is going to blow your mind away. Go to ChatGPT, right? Just outline me, like create the modules for my online course. Actually, you have no excuse now. You can stop listening right now to this podcast episode. Just go to ChatGPT And if you are in the fitness industry or in the even in the music licensing industry, if you for that matter, go and do that, right? Go and create your course. It's that easy, my friend. Now your job is to grab those modules. Now, you might want to change it a little bit. You're not just going to let AI tell you exactly what the modules and the lessons are, but that's a good starting point, right? That's a very good starting point. Create the content around that. So in a nutshell, you just need to create the modules. I usually advise you to create at least 5 to 4 modules. And within those 5 to 4 modules, maybe 4 or 5 lessons each, right? But there's no really rule, but as a starting point, this is a good starting point, actually, for your online course. My online courses have grown, especially my premium course, has grown over time. I've added content over time, extra bonuses and workshops and whatnot. And obviously, the price has gone up as well. But you can play around with this, all right? As a starting point, when you decide what exactly your course is going to be about, the best thing to decide as well is that the title of your course. You have to think that it has to be something catchy. So if you're in the fitness industry, you can't just say like, hey, how to get fit. You know, that sounds boring. Or fitness introduction. It has to be something catchy. So for me, for my course in the music licensing industry is the Ultimate Stock Music Masterclass. All right. It's very specific. It's very, very unique. But, you know, I have other courses. They're called, one of them is called Rockstar in 30 Minutes. And it's all about rock music in 30 minutes, right? You can, how can you learn how to make music in 30 minutes? So you have to think of your online course with a title that is almost going to be like a best-selling book, like a title for a book, not just how to make music, how to make rock music, but Rockstar in 30 Minutes. Right? So stuff like that. Think about it. Don't overthink it too much, but just think about something creative. The same goes with the titles of your modules and even the lessons. All right? Like the 3 secrets for becoming a successful online entrepreneur. Right? That could be a lesson or a module. What are the 3 secrets? The 3 secrets. I don't know what they are. Right? But it's catchy. Right? Discover the number one mistake that most people make when creating an online course. That could be a lesson. What's the number one mistake? I want to know, you know, instead of doing like, this is what you need to do in order to create an online course. So you play around with this. So the title and the lessons and how you describe this course is going to be crucial for you to get excited and for you to see that this is a package already. This is a product. All right. So this is something that you have to think a lot about. The tech is very important. What kind of equipment you're going to be using? What kind of software you're going to be using? What's the course going to be called? The lessons, how is it going to be titled? And this is going to change over time. You might find yourself recording the lessons, following the lessons that you've done in the modules. And you might say like, oh, lesson 2 in module 3 actually doesn't go very well. I'm going to eliminate that and I'm going to create something else instead. This always happens, okay? Because once you start doing the step-by-step process, you're taking your client by the hand, literally, like you're not guessing. You do this first, you do that second, and you do that third. So when you get to that part, you say like, actually, I don't explain it very well here, or actually, I've already done that. So this is what you need to do next, right? So this is going to happen, my friend. By doing this, you're going to create an amazing online course. And you're going to feel something proud. You're going to feel this pride of your course. All right? And you can do this, my friend, with all the equipment that you probably already have. Okay? If you have a laptop, you have enough. If you have, you know, I mean, nowadays there's so many softwares to use to record your screen, to record, you know, yourself. I mean, if you have done Zoom calls, right? Everybody has done Zoom calls after the pandemic. Everybody got familiarized with this medium. You know, there's many softwares out there apart from Zoom. But, you know, like sharing the screen, recording something on the screen with a little circle or a bubble of you in the screen. You know, there are softwares like Loom, for example. It means there's so much out there. And maybe we can do a podcast episode about the tech. I don't know if this is something that you will be interested in. And I could probably just really go deeper into the softwares that I use and how I run my business, very low cost every single month, and how I use this softwares to record my online courses and everything that I do, even my workshops and whatnot, my coaching programs, my one-on-one, you know, and how I do this. But the tech, the lessons, how you're going to record these lessons, the name of the lessons, the name of the title of the lessons, try to be creative and have fun with this. The next step is, where are you going to upload these lessons? Okay, where is your course going to live? There's many platforms out there. There's Teachable, which is something that I use. It's a platform that I've been using since day one. This is where my online courses live for music licensing. There's Thinkific as well that I started to use as well. But there's many out there. There's Kajabi. There's many platforms where you can actually host your online courses. And what does this mean? Well, what it means is that you upload your videos to an online course platform, and they take care of pretty much everything else, right? You can upload your videos there. You can upload different things. It's so easy to make your course like this, right? It's so easy to just upload a video and create your lessons, your modules. You can move your stuff around. You create a sales page. You create an academy, right? And this is where you're going to start to have fun creating your academy, because you have to come up with a name, right? What is your academy going to be called, right? Fitness journey for men over 40, whatever, or super fit dads, you know what I mean, or super creative entrepreneurs, or whatever it is. Okay, so this is something that you're gonna have to decide and really, hey, what will I call my academy, right? Where am I gonna host this? The platforms, where do I start? So Teachable, it has a free plan that you can actually, you know, just try it out for free. The same goes with Thinkific. And I will leave some links below in the show notes if you want to go and check them out. And everything is connected with your email provider as well, ConvertKit. This is where the tech as an online entrepreneur really needs to kick in. There's a lot of things that you can actually integrate with all of this softwares, because at the end of the day, it's just softwares, memberships that we have with, you know, with online course platforms and email marketing. It's stuff that we pay every month in order to have our business online, right? That's part of the expenses. Very minimal, to be quite honest, in order to have your online courses. And I'll talk more about the platforms that I use if this is something that you really want to know more about, and how much I spend and how much my profits are in terms of online courses and how this translates. And you can see that the cost is really minimum. I mean, I'm talking about $50 per month. There's more, okay? You can pay a lot more, but there's no really need if you're starting out. And for the features that you really want to use for Teachable or Thinkific, which is the platforms that I use for my online courses and my workshops and whatnot. There's other things that you can use. Obviously, like I mentioned, like Kajabi is quite popular. It's a little bit pricey for a lot of people. ClickFunnels as well. It's quite pricey for a lot of people, especially if you're just getting started. There's no need. There's, you know. But we can pretty much talk about these different platforms if you want to get deeper. But I recommend the stuff that I use and the stuff that I'm using as we speak right now. And it's just so easy. And, you know, I'm sure they're all very similar. They all do the same thing. You know, just upload your content there and you create your online courses. That's it. They take care of the payment processing as well. And meaning that the client, the student, will go into the platform and enroll in your course. So this does two things. They're already familiarized with all these platforms like Teachable. And they can see that, okay, even if they're not into online courses themselves and they don't know, it's a legit platform. And they can just go and say like, okay, I'm going to input my credit card and have access to to your content, which is your online course, and maybe they are enrolled in different courses as well. Now, this is a platform for online courses. This is not a marketplace like Udemy or Skillshare. We'll definitely talk about the pros and cons of doing online courses in these platforms and why I don't sell my online courses in marketplaces like Udemy or Skillshare. All right, I sell directly to my client through platforms and online course platforms like Teachable and Thinkific. All right, and there's many reasons for that, and I will definitely talk more about this. But I think that the most important thing for you to really target, again, if you're starting out and you want to start a knowledge business, and I will repeat this again before I let you go, is number one, the tech. How are you going to record your online courses? What camera? What microphone? How are you going to record this? Do you need to be on camera? What kind of software are you going to be using to record your online courses? Lights, all of this. It's a little bit overwhelming, but this is where, again, my friend, creating content. If you're creating YouTube videos in your niche, all of these questions and all of this doubt about how you're going to create your online course and all the tech is going to be already automatically answered because you have already created content in the form of video. So you won't have this problem. You have already created YouTube videos, so you know about the tech and you're already thinking ahead in a way. Number two, outline your course and really write down what's the course going to be called. How are you going to create the lessons, the modules? How many lessons, how many modules are you going to have? How are you going to create a thumbnail for the course? I really enjoy this process, right? I create my thumbnails for my online courses. It's kind of like a small logo and the title of the course, and I grab an image, and I just geek out on this, okay? And I really enjoy the process of creating the thumbnails for my courses. And the thumbnails is nothing more than what the clients is going to see once they go to your academy. So you have the academy, which is like a website, if you will, and it's like that's where everybody's going to land. But then under the academy, you're going to have different courses. That's the way it looks. And once you have your first course, you're going to have it's going to be an image. Right? How exciting is that? You're going to have an image and you have to decide what that image is going to be. So almost think of it as a thumbnail for a YouTube video, right? Again, that's why it's so important to create YouTube videos first, because you will get so used to this process that you will know what you're doing. You will know what to do when it comes down to the thumbnail of your online course. So create the modules, the lessons, the thumbnails, what's the course going to be called. And when you decide what the course is going to be called, then you're going to create your thumbnail, the artwork for the presentation, how amazing it's going to look, right? How attracting it's going to be for your clients. And for you, you want to be proud of what you have created. And obviously, number three, what you want to do afterwards, after all of this, is obviously create an account with a platform where you're going to be hosting your course, okay? Whether it's going to be Teachable or Thinkific, you can go and check those two out. You can start for free. I'll leave a link in the show notes for you to check out and really see, you know, start for free, and then what are the pros and cons of the other, one or the other. They all do the same, but you want to go for something that is affordable because you still haven't made any money. Right? You haven't. So you want to make sure that you're not spending money before you start making money. Even though you can start with as little as $50 or $50 per month, you know, you can definitely start for free and you can just get the ball rolling and see how that goes for you. All right. And get your first client, get your first sale, your first student. All right. So these are just like in a nutshell, the few things that you need to do in order to get it start your knowledge business. I would definitely like to go deeper into this and really pull the curtain on what happens once you start uploading your videos and how you create your lessons, your courses, and how to go from here. What happens then, right? Well, once you have your course and it's up and it's ready to go, who's buying, right? What happens? So I might do a third part on this podcast episode to see what happens next. You know, how do you get your buyers? How do you get your first clients? How do you launch your course, right? it's a very important question. It's a very important aspect of a successful launch. And launch is on its own a topic for a separate podcast for sure, because once you have created your course and it's uploaded and everything is ready to go, you have, you know, double test everything, make sure that everything is up and running, it is online. Then the next step is to get some students and get your first testimonials. So with that being said, my friend, I hope you find this episode really helpful. Let me know if you would like me to geek out a little bit more about online courses and all the tech and all the in-betweens that we online course creators go through when it comes down to creating and packaging our own knowledge and build a successful online business from the ground up, even if you have no experience. Again, my friend, I created my first online course without having no experience whatsoever. And here I am a few years later teaching about this. And, you know, if I can do it, you can do it too. That's been my motto since ever with everything that I do. If I can do it, you can do it too. And the tools and the knowledge is out there for you to get started right now. There's not a better time to create an online course and create a business from your knowledge and with the knowledge that you have right now than today. It's 2023 as I am recording this, and the time is now. The online course business and industry is growing at a rapid rate, okay? And it's not anymore seen as something dodgy. People have learned about online courses, and you can see this in the online world. There's online courses, there's free courses, there's many things about online courses and how can you create knowledge businesses in any industry really whatsoever. But most importantly, how can you take part in this knowledge, because people want to learn from real people. I'll see you in another episode, my friend, and as always, rock and roll.